son of God's promise was Isaac. His parents now laugh full of joy. Their faith had been tried and tested, and now they were holding their boy. They would raise him to trust God and obey, much better than they had believed, and do whatever the Lord commands if he wanted to always succeed. The first problem they had was with Ishmael, so how would they deal with him? He troubled and mocked young Isaac and would terrorize him at will. He couldn't remain in the household. Both boys were always at war. So God said that Hagar and Ishmael must finally be pushed out the door. Young Isaac laid down on the altar, on the wood that his father had clave. He knew it soon would be over, but his heart wasn't really afraid. He had learned to trust in his father, even when things didn't make sense. God's word had given a promise, it would work out just right in the end. So make sure you're trusting in someone that's sure, in the God of Isaac's great rest. The doubting and fears that the devil imparts should move us to trust God with more of our heart. When Isaac was ready to marry, no prospects in Canaan were found. So he trusted his father to help him, and in faith he waited around. As off went a servant in search of a bride, and found Rebecca so fair. And Isaac's trust was rewarded with a love beyond compare. Now Isaac grew old and so carnal, so blind that God he ignored. God's choice was being rejected in favor of meat he adored. Rebecca, she struggled and panicked, and deceived him at such great cost. And Isaac, he reaped from his lack of faith the blessings of home he now lost. But when we walk with the Lord in the light of his word, what a glory he sheds on our way. While we do his good will, he abides with us still, and with all who will trust and obey. Trust and obey, for there's no other way to be happy in Jesus but to trust and obey.